Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning." 10 days after the risen Christ had ascended into heaven, he sent his promised Holy Spirit. As he did, the Holy Spirit empowered Jesus' apostles to speak God's word in all kinds of different languages. A large crowd quickly gathered around the apostles to find out what was happening. But while many were delighted to hear the message of Jesus in their own native language, others misunderstood. They dismissed the apostles as drunken babblers because they could not understand what they were saying. It was not the first time believers in Christ were misunderstood, and it would not be the last. You and I live in a world broken and twisted in sin. You and I also live in a world where Satan and his demons will seize every opportunity to nurture misunderstanding and misperception. We ourselves have fallen for it at times. Thank God that His Son has come. Thank God that Christ Jesus has lived a life of perfect truth on our behalf, and God has taken our every lie and deception and paid for them all at the cross on Golgotha. And thank God that His Son has risen from the dead. Now, it's our privilege and joy to live for Him, to declare Jesus in our words and actions. As we do, some will misunderstand, and some will draw wrong conclusions. Some will assume the worst. They will accuse us of many things, from toxic hypocrisy to dark, hidden agendas. If they do, that's okay. They misunderstood Jesus, too, sometimes on purpose. But Jesus kept right at it, teaching, serving, demonstrating love, showing kindness, proclaiming the truth, calling souls to repentance, announcing the good news of full forgiveness in Him. As souls washed clean in Jesus' blood, you and I can do the same. Lord Jesus, there were those who chose to misunderstand You. There were those who chose to misunderstand Your followers. In the face of misunderstanding, give me courage. Give me patience. Move me to keep right on living for You. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.